We are here to frighten and disturb. Listen at your own discretion.
You must be either mad or insane to seek out this godforsaken place. But since you're here, I guess I can show you the Nest of Horrors. Don't fall.
I am a voice you haven't heard before, and I won't leave your mind. And this is a Nest of Horrors. Hope you're not afraid of insects, as today's tale has been pulled out of the nest by Reddit user Psyoptic Nerve, entitled Ticks. Narrated by Dustin Von Nguyen, Bryn Curry, and our very own Eastern Lions.
Have you ever had a tick on you? The awful crawling sensation, the violation of their bodies embedded in your flesh, and worst of all, the sickening way they cling to you when you try to remove them. Oh, fewer things rank higher on my list of unpleasantness. One of the first things I noticed about our new home was how many of the damn things were everywhere. Almost every single time I went to work on the yard, I would have at least a few on me by the time I came back inside. Too squeamish to pull them out myself, I would have my poor wife do it for me.
Geez, babe, these things must really like you. I haven't been bit yet,
she exclaimed one morning, tweezing out a particularly fat one. I tried not to look. You know, I don't think I've ever seen so many before. Maybe it's time we get some pesticides, I suggested. My wife was very against it. She is very into organic solutions. I had my doubts that they would be effective, but I hoped for the best. I was starting to develop a phobia of going outside at that point. Have you ever seen a tick nest? If not, count yourself lucky. They cling to one another, creating a disgusting ball of squirming bodies. The first time I saw one at the new house, I nearly puked. I stumbled upon it while raking leaves. The writhing mass was stuck in my head even after I trotted away from it. The image was inescapable. That night, I dreamt about them. In the dream, the nest was much bigger than the one I had seen, roughly the same size I was. They had rolled to me, consuming me and covering me with their nasty bodies. I snapped awake, waking Darla in the process.
What's wrong, Roger?
Nothing. Just a bad dream, I said, trying to shake it off. She put a hand on my chest, feeling my heart racing.
Wow, are you okay? That must have been some dream.
Yeah, it was. I didn't get much sleep the rest of that night. The crawling feeling kept me up. Any itch I felt instantly made me think one of those bastards were crawling up me. I realized I was being irrational. It didn't help me relax, though. I struggled at work. Why the hell was I so distracted? Safe in my office building, away from any woods or vegetation, I still felt them on me. More than once, I thrashed and brought a hand up to my skin, expecting to find something burrowed there.
Roger, everything okay? You're looking pretty run down, big guy.
Dave, my coworker, asked as I flinched at nothing for the 1,000th time that day.
That's a good way to put it.
Since my performance was suffering considerably, I decided to take the rest of the day off. I returned home a few hours before Darla would get there. I took the chance to catch up on all of the sleep I had missed the night before. As soon as I lay down, I started to drift off. The front door opening woke me after a while. I stretched and got up to greet her. My feet felt something hard and writhing under them. They were there, thousands of them. Ticks, large and small, so many of them that the floor looked like it had been carpeted with them. I let out the loudest scream I have ever made to this day. Frantically, I ran from the bedroom, dashing down the steps and nearly colliding with Darla.
Roger, what the hell? Are you all right?
She grabbed my arm and looked at me intensely. Don't go up there. They're everywhere.
What are you talking about?
The ticks.
The ticks, Darla, there's so many up there!
Despite my warning, she trudged up the steps, looking through the door with apprehension. I was still shivering from the feeling of the ticks on my feet, cowering down below. She looked back at me with a confused look on her face.
Roger, I don't see anything.
I cautiously made my way up the steps. I peeked through the door, not seeing a single tick.
That's impossible! I know they were here! I felt them!
Darla shook her head, looking at me with worry.
Maybe you dreamed it, like you hadn't really woken up before you got up.
I knew better, but I could tell that she was very worried about me. I agreed, saying it was impossible, not believing it for a second. The rest of the night, I kept trying to shake off the paranoia. I just couldn't. Those things were waiting for me to sleep, waiting to cover me from head to toe and feast while I lay helplessly unaware. I kept a flashlight with me, not getting a wink of sleep. Every so often, I would shine the light on the floor, the bed, the ceiling. I had to make sure they weren't there. I remained vigilant while Darla slept soundly. I envied her. When the sun came up, I started to relax. I would be tired at work, but at least I would be safe there. I would take that over sleep. I was having a hard time focusing. No matter how much caffeine I consumed or how many short walks I took, my eyes would grow heavy and I would have to blink awake. I finally got up to splash some water on my face. I looked at the huge bags under my eyes. They made the rest of my face look so much older. I gently pushed my fingers to them, surprised at how tender they were. I winced, moving closer to the mirror, trying to get a better look at the dark, purple mass under my eyes. My right eye began to itch. I rubbed it, trying to relieve the prickling. Something emerged. Something small and dark. Legs wriggling against my eyelashes. I yelped, watching as more and more ticks began pouring out of my eyelids. I pulled them back, wailing and shrieking for help. They fell from my face into the sink, filling it up completely until they spilled out onto the floor. I screamed and screamed, my skin now pulsing and squirming as more tried to make their way through my skin.
Roger, hey man, you dozed off.
Dave's voice took me out of my nightmare. The remnants of it put a disturbing expression on my face. Dave took a step back, slightly alarmed by how I had woken up.
I'm sorry, I just haven't been able to sleep at home,
I mumbled apologetically. Dave just shrugged it off.
It's all right, I won't tell anybody,
he chuckled, flashing me a smile. I watched a tick scurry between his teeth. That night I vowed that I would sleep. I was losing my mind. That was the only way to explain the hallucinations. It had to be sleep deprivation mixed with a mild phobia of ticks. I took a sleeping pill before I went to bed, making sure that Darla knew I had. My sleep that night was dreamless. Not quite restful, but better than any night I had recently. It might have been exactly what I needed. Instead, I woke up to screaming. Darla's cry woke me. Though I was still very foggy from the medication, I knew it was very early in the morning. Darla was looking at something across the room. I followed her terrified eyes to the corner. They were there, a swarm so large that it covered the wall from floor to ceiling. My body woke up instantly, gagging and vomiting on the floor. Only then did I realize what Darla was really screaming about. Standing in our doorway loomed a figure, small, shriveled, with long stringy hair. It took steps towards us. Darla flipped the lamp on, saying something about us being armed, which was a lie. Whatever she said to her, the old woman wouldn't have been afraid of anyways. With the light on, we had the vile image of her on full display. Her eyes were milky white, likely blind. She wore no clothing, although most of her was covered by ticks. Their engorged bodies were embedded in her like an armor. Her movements were quick and spider-like,
She closed the distance to our bed quickly, both Darla and I so afraid that we clung to each other.
Get back!
I cried, pulling Darla and myself to the floor. As if this was the cue, the ticks on the wall began crawling at us. They covered our bodies in seconds. The old woman let out some strange, cackling sounds as we ran past her and down the steps. I swatted them off me as quick as I could, Darla doing the same.
Get in the car, we have to go!
I called as we ran for our lives. She didn't argue. Once we got a good portion of the ticks off us, we entered the vehicle, peeling out of our driveway. In my haste, I didn't see that the woman was right in front of the car. When we hit her, she flew up into the windshield, cracking it before she was thrown over the roof. I stopped for the briefest of moments to see if she had died. I saw her in the rear view, her body crumpled on the ground.
Go! What are you doing?
Darla begged, slapping at me for added effect. I lurched forward, looking back one more time before we rounded the corner. I watched her bring herself to her feet, pointing in our direction as the ticks piled and rolled after us. We made it to the hotel, both of us silently coming to an agreement that our lives were far more valuable than anything we might have left behind. We held each other, neither of us really expecting to get much rest. We were just so happy to be alive, to be safe together. At least, we were. A minute ago, I was up watching some crap TV at the end of the bed when I saw movement out of the corner of my eye. There, coming through the crack at the bottom, were dozens of ticks.
Consider reviewing us on iTunes and Stitcher, and following us on social media at Nest of Horrors. Thank you for listening.